Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Yuji's Corner. I think I need to get weather. The weather is foggy, raining, showery, I don't know.
Self-esteem.
Thank you.
I think that was the saddest part of the movie that's watched, Mr. Gourmet.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
She said that was tomorrow, whatever, it's lunch. Today, because I eat nice training donuts with the idea of riding bikes to offer, but you used to tell me that. Why are you buying all that when you go buy food? Yeah? I see those gay chocolate. There's a lot in there. What are you talking about? I need to order. Did you get that shirt from? I haven't told a shirt like that in a while. New shirt? And Shai is the most expensive store because he had to buy it. He said he knew that he put up the contract. Figures or whatever. Even sunglasses to pay. In the airport, he won $15 for a pair of sunglasses. Shai spent $6 the most. Charges you. There we go. It's a pity. I guess you took advantage, right? You took advantage.
She's down on the floor.
And why I'm easy.
Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is
hey, I'm moving around on the point of show. Hey, Trevor. He's too good at doing. Oh, in the ocean.
Thank you.
And see, intriguing.
Menthol is not just in communities. It's aggressively marketed in Black communities. It's not just addicting. It's specifically addicting.
Oh!
Yeah, he's the same. Now, let's go. Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peace. Patreon. So.
They don't know how much taxes are really coming from them. And they don't know how to transition to a tax management approach. You have to start somewhere. When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. Think about it this way. If you have a $1 million portfolio with a 10% capital gain distribution, that's $100,000 in taxable money. You apply a 20% tax rate, that's a $20,000 tax hit every year. But with a tax-managed portfolio from Russell Investments, the same size portfolio could have a low capital gain distribution, maybe even zero. That could mean the IRS getting money and you getting to keep your money. So take that first step. Stop reinvesting the gain distribution back into the portfolio creating your tax problems. Instead, consider using that income stream to fund a Russell Investments tax-managed portfolio, because it's not what you've earned. It's what you get to keep. When that much money is at stake, you better pay attention to taxes. Nice work, buddy. Hey, it's Rob again. You want to stop digging that hole and learn more about tax-managed investing?
The facts. The science. The truth. So, what's really happening today? After months and months of cases going down, we're seeing a spike in COVID cases going up. Because of this new form, this new variant called the Delta variant. This is a much different variant than the one we dealt with previously. It's highly transmissible. It's causing a new wave of cases of those who are not vaccinated. Our experts tell me cases will go up further before they start to come back down. While cases are on the rise, we're not likely to see, according to experts, a comparable rise in hospitalizations or deaths areas of the country. So you have to ask yourself, why is that? Because 164 million Americans are fully vaccinated, including 80% of the most vulnerable, seniors. So there's a challenge. There's a new there could be. There's also good news. We spent the last 6 months preparing for this possibility. Vaccines are highly effective. We have enough vaccine for everyone to get vaccinated. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan and the hard work of the American people, we've administered over 325 million vaccinations doses in the past 6 months. We have the tools to prevent this new wave of COVID, shutting down our business, our schools, our society, as we saw happen last year. I've said from the beginning that we will be guided by the science. So here's what the science tells us. Tuesday, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, announced this new mass recommendation. In parts of the country, COVID cases are substantially higher where people didn't get vaccinated, which they define as 15 new cases for every 100,000 people in a week. CDC recommends wear a mask when you're in public and indoors, like work or in a grocery store. That's true for both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Why? Because even if you've been fully vaccinated, protected from severe illness from COVID-19, you could have the Delta variant in your system and spread it to someone who isn't vaccinated. You need to wear a mask to protect each other, to stop the rapid spread of this virus as we work to get more people vaccinated. To help all Americans, even areas with substantial or high case rates follow the mask guidance that's being laid down by the CDC. I certainly will if I have, because this is one of those areas in Washington. And in my decision, my direction, all federal personnel and visitors to federal buildings will have to do the same thing. As I said from the beginning, mask is not a political statement. It's about protecting yourself and protecting others. Masking is one defense against the spread of COVID-19. Make no mistake, vaccines are the best defense into getting severely ill from COVID-19. Very best defense. And you want to know how we put this virus behind us? I'll tell you how. We need to get more people vaccinated. Look, and it's important to understand what vaccines do and what they don't do. Put simply, vaccines are designed to save lives and prevent severe illness. They're highly effective. 190 million Americans have had at least one shot. Of that group, about 90% are done now. 10% are waiting for the second shot. Those folks who have one shot, not the second, go get the second shot. Even if you're overdue for the second shot, it's not too late. Go get the second shot now, now. Bottom line is, if you're fully vaccinated, you're highly protected from COVID-19. But I also know that many of you who are vaccinated are concerned about what's called breakthrough cases. Yes, some fully vaccinated people will still test positive. Some will show some symptoms of COVID-19. That's expected with almost every vaccine there is for other diseases. But breakthrough cases remain rare, and almost all are mild cases. In fact, virtually all hospitalizations and deaths are among the unvaccinated. I also know many of you are wondering if you need a booster shot to add another layer of protection. As of now, my medical advisors say the answer is no. No American needs a booster now. But if the science tells us there's a need for boosters, then that's something we'll do. We'll purchase the supply, all the supply we need to be ready if that was called for. Folks, truth is, as more people get vaccinated, we are better protected as a nation to continue reopening safely and responsibly. We are not fully out of the woods yet. Because what is happening in America right now is a pandemic. Pandemic of the unvaccinated. Let me say that again. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. There are about 90 million Americans who are eligible to get the shot, but haven't gotten it yet. As I just mentioned, nearly all the cases, hospitalizations, and deaths due to COVID-19 today are from unvaccinated people. Last month, a study showed that over 99% of COVID-19 deaths have been among the unvaccinated. 99%. This is an American tragedy. People are dying and will die who don't have to die. They're out there unvaccinated. Don't have to die. Read the news. You'll see stories about unvaccinated patients in hospitals because they're lying in bed dying from COVID-19. They're asking, Doc, can I get the vaccine? Doctors have to say, sorry, it's too late. Right now, too many people are dying. Watching someone they love die, saying, oh, I just got vaccinated. If I just. It's heartbreaking. It's complicated even more because it's preventable. America's divided. It's true. The majority of those are people who are vaccinated, those who are not. I understand that many of you in the majority are frustrated with the consequences of the failure of the minority to get vaccinated. I want you to know I'm going to continue everything I can to encourage the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. That includes addressing hesitancy and misinformation head on. For example, I know some of you are unvaccinated. See, development of a vaccine was rushed, therefore not to take a chance. As a result, I think it's not safe because it was rushed. I understand. Explain. Top scientists at the National Institute of Health, NIH, across the country, got to work applying decades of research. Remember that, decades. Already been done. Developed 19 vaccine that hit. In the last 6 months, 325 million doses vaccine have been administered in the United States, and billions doses administered around the world. The vaccine was developed and authorized under a Republican administration. It's been distributed and administered under a Democratic administration. Vaccines are safe. There's nothing political about it. Look at all the people who took the start. Has a conflict. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He had made a plan. He's encouraged people to get vaccinated and continue to do so. And the state's in pretty good shape. Alabama Republican Governor, J.I., vaccination, and even the commentators on facts open the loneliness for a long time. Some have, many have, arguing to get vaccinated. But this is not about red states and blue states. It's about life and death. It's about life and death. That's what it's about. You know, I know people talk about freedom. I learned growing up. Freedom comes from responsibility. The decision to vaccinate some of those vaccinated people spread the virus. They get sick, go for hospitals. And that means someone else has a heart attack, breaks a hip, may not be a hospital bed. If you're unvaccinated, but your doctor or nurse is at risk. Freedom comes responsibility. So please, exercise responsible judgment. Get vaccinated. Yourself. People you love. The country. I mean literal when I say this. I travel to the world every day, foreign, asking, can I provide his or her country vaccines? People desperate for vaccines. Doing everything to answer those calls. We're sending millions of vaccines around the folks. Should America bless them? We have vaccines for each and every American. Made it our first and top priority to have available vaccines for every American. That's never going to change all the time. It's a shame. It's just such a shame to support. That's why after 6 months of extraordinary work and effort, today I'm laying out additional steps we should be taking to deliver life-saving vaccines. First, provide more incentives for young vaccinated Americans to get vaccinated. That starts with paid leave to get the shot. We're still hearing people unable to get time off from their employer to get vaccinated. This is unacceptable. For some time now, like I said, you should be able to get the shot and still get paid. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan, the federal government is fully reimbursable. Any small or medium-sized business provides workers paid time to take their time. Employers, this costs you nothing. You haven't given employees paid time off. Keep it down, please. Today, I'm announcing, taking this a step further. The federal government will now reimburse those employers to give their staffs, to give their staffs time off. Not only to get themselves vaccinated, so to get their family vaccinated. That means employers can get reimbursed, they give parents time off, paid time, paid leave, to take their kids and their own parents to get vaccinated. So calling all employees across the country to get paid time off to get the shot, well, send them to yourself. Encourage your boss, unions, nothing. Reimbursed. Second, I'm announcing now that we'll continue to run this purpose for its unvaccinated people to get vaccinated. February, grocery store chain program offered $100 to their associates to get vaccinated. It didn't work. Vaccination basically